Setup, track three, getting your head ready for the journey. This is an exciting journey you're about to undertake. Before you can make it in a business of your own, however, you need to think about your own way of being. I won't get too deep here, but you need to know who you are not so you can find a business that's right for you. I've never known anyone that in a search for themselves, found themselves. You've been there all along. What they did instead was find out who they weren't. Whether this is a new business or the expansion of an existing business, you need to be aware of what makes you tick so you choose the right business that's right for you. By trying lots of things, you'll keep getting closer to your thing. Before we move much further along, I have some tips that will add light years to your understanding of what may be holding you or others you know back from realizing full potential in business and many other areas as well. These are the things that I find most business owners have a hard time with. Number one. There's no missing piece to your puzzle except your own action to go out and make a change. There's no hidden message or kernel of truth that you're missing to succeed in starting your own business. This feeling of thinking you're missing something, some special knowledge or attribute, is the same feeling that multi-billionaires feel every day. Humans never stop analyzing and judging everything. It's as if we're all programmed to feel that we're faking the current moment. This self-doubt is part of the human condition. Get used to it. It won't go away. Learn instead to be aware of it. Have faith that in time and with some success, your current fears will diminish, and you'll be faced with new ones as life challenges you to grow into your best self. You'll be challenged to go farther and be more than you ever imagined. Two, all entrepreneurs make blunders, mistakes, and poor decisions at some point. We call those experience, usually. Expect it and move on. After all, if I want to be polished, I have to assume that I'll be tumbled. Do you know that if Winston Churchill had died at 63, you wouldn't likely have ever even heard of him? He was a late bloomer. Look at Richard Branson. If he had stopped after his first couple of failures, you wouldn't have heard of him either. I also want to say something many people will find difficult to swallow, especially those that have never really stepped up to play full out. Luck. That four-letter word is a real thing. I do think people that take more chances get lucky more often. But having the stars align in your favor can make a difference. I've known many successful entrepreneurs that have tried several additional businesses thinking that they could repeat the success of their primary business, and I've seen them fail over and over. Not all of them, but many of them. Sometimes even great ideas just don't take off, and there isn't a darn thing you can do about that, but try again with another idea. Dan Gilbert of Quicken Loans says that if you've got a great idea, you better be prepared to ram it down someone's throat. I work with clients as both a business and a life coach. I could expand on this, but I won't. There's many woo-woo things that are happening in our lives right now, and those things, having knowledge of them, can help to guide you as well. Number three, if you don't understand a facet of operating a business, this doesn't mean you can't have the business. You'll simply need to hire a person to handle the task, or like most startups, you've got to learn how to do it yourself. And then four, if you feel frightened, that's entirely normal. When we step outside of our comfort zone, we're being extraordinary. This is one of the reasons I created this program, because people sometimes need help breaking through this fear, this lack of knowing. So why is planning so important? I created this business planning tool because I saw so many formal, structured business plans that no one could ever really understand, not even the one writing it. I had been to business loan review meetings with clients, meeting with bankers, and saw firsthand that the pro-banking committees tried fruitlessly to understand the well-honed stack of paper dubbed the professional business plan. I couldn't help but think there must be an easier way to communicate this information. After my first experience with a loan review board representing a client, I decided I would strip the business plan down to the real important bullet point info and offer them a one-page synopsis. All of a sudden, there were fewer questions and less confusion on the faces of the loan committee. Now they didn't have to sift through dozens of pages of fluff to get to a few crucial points. What the bank really wanted to know was how exactly they were going to get paid back, what type of person they were going to partner with, and why is this the person, the entrepreneur, qualified enough to get into such a relationship? Yeah, bankers rely on their feelings like the rest of us humans. They'd like you to think it's all in the numbers, but the feeling in their gut holds every bit as much weight as the spreadsheets. If you've ever watched Shark Tank, you know exactly what I mean. They know that getting paid back is more about someone's character than their accounting skills. Since I'm speaking of bankers, my research shows that most of the people buying this program will not be borrowing money from a formal institution. Instead, you'll be going to friends and family, maybe even crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and more for the money to get up and running. If it helps you to feel any better, I've included a paragraph sourced originally from the website publicforuminstitute.org, which is now defunct, regarding financing for businesses that will debunk the notion that to start a business, you must be able to borrow from a bank. The numbers are a bit dated, but it'll give you a good perspective of business and banking. Read it and then move on to the next track.